Hi, welcome to Talk Chinese. My name is Xiaolan. Today, we would like to teach you how to say taxi in Chinese. We have Jessie from Transition. Hi, Jessie, 你好。
Hi, Xiaolan, 你好。
Yeah, did you come by taxi?
I did. It was an Uber taxi, though.
All right, okay. Yeah, nowadays, there are different types of taxis. Uber, yeah. Lyft, and black cab, yellow cab, white cab, depends on which city you are.
You're well-schooled, yes.
Right, okay, to say taxi in Chinese, 出租车。
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 Yeah, there are three words and we can break them down. 车, that means vehicle.
车。
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 It's a first tone, so we make it very flat. 车。
车。
Yeah, so 车 doesn't mean car, it's anything with the wheels. So, for example, if there are two wheels, we say 单车。
单车。
Bicycle.
Ah, okay.
Yeah, and then if that's motorbike,we say 摩托车。
摩托车。
And so 车 is anything with the wheels. And in this case, if we say the saloon car, we say 汽车。
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 汽 means air.
Yeah.
And the air car. So 汽车。
汽车。
And then to say the train, we say 火车。
火车。
火 means fire. So we are thinking about steam engine in this case.
I like this one.
火车。
火车。
Yep. And then previously we talked about the bus. So bus is 公车。
公车。
Yeah. 公 means public. So public vehicle. 公车。
公车。
Yep. But then, the taxis we use is a little bit harder. We have two words in front.
Alright.
出租。
出租。
Yep. 出 means to get out.
Uh-huh.
And 租 is to rent.
Ah, right, okay.
Yeah, so that means a car you don't own.
Yep.
And then at the moment, we still have drivers around.
Yes.
May not be the case later on in 10, 20 years,
yeah.
Or even quicker.
Yep.
Yeah, so the car without person, we say 无人车。
无人车。
无人 is person. 无 is no person. So no person car, that's driverless car.
Driverless cars, okay.
That's right.
无人车。
无人车 is no driverless car. And then now the taxi, either Uber or black cab or Lyft, we call them the same. 出租车。
Is that 租? Is it the first tone?
租 is the first tone.
Okay.
Yeah.
So it's all first tone then.
That's
出租车。
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 Yeah. So 租 is the character combined between the grain and then the land.The land which you can rent.
Oh.
You can rent out. So that means to lease or to rent. So it's not a car. And of course, some taxi drivers, they own their own vehicle. Some of them, they have to rent or lease the vehicle. And in this case, 出租, that's the concept that they rent to you as a passenger for a short journey.
Oh, okay.
So 出租车。
出租车。
Yeah. And then the same taxi...They are actually called differently in different parts of China. So 出租车 is very common. Another very common way of saying it is called 的士。
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 的士 is actually very popular in Hong Kong.
Ah, okay.
Yeah, so in Hong Kong area, they call 的士, and that's a similar sound translation of taxi.
Ah, right, okay. 的士。
的士。And then in certain parts of China, or some places in Taiwan, they call 计程车。
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 计 means to calculate.
Ah, okay.
And 程 that means the journey.
Yep.
And in this case, that means the mileage. So you have a meter, you press the meter down, and then you calculate how many miles you drive.
Again, it's very logical. I've taken a lot of taxis in Taipei, in Taiwan, and they all go by that meter. And actually, I've often been surprised at how reasonable they are.
That's right. The taxi fare in Taiwan is so cheap. Mm. That is cheaper than the public transportation in the UK.
And so good as well. The fleet of cars they have are fantastic.
It is. It is. So to say I take a taxi, we say 坐计程车。
坐计程车。
Yeah, 坐 means to sit down, but in this case, it's not the literal meaning to sit down. It means I take the taxi.
Right, yes. Yeah. So you're sitting down in the taxi, you're taking it somewhere.
That's right. 坐计程车。
坐计程车。
And then to say get on the taxi, we say 上计程车。
上计程车。
Yeah, 上 is to get up. Mm. And of course, we know there are multiple ways of saying taxi.
Yeah.
In addition to 计程车, we have 出租车。
出租车。
Yeah.上出租车。
上出租车。
And then to say to get off the taxi, 下.
下. So we've got this thing about up again. So up to the taxi and then down from the taxi, getting out.
That's right. And then when we want to describe someone who make a living by driving a taxi, we say 开出租车.
开出租车.
Yeah, 开 is open. Yeah. In this case, it means to drive. So to drive the taxi. So there are two meanings here. One is I'm literally driving the taxi.
Yep.
开出租车 or 开计程车. But that also can mean the person who makes a living based on driving.
So the driver.
Yeah, the driver. That's right.
Okay.
And then so we can say 开计程车的人, the person who drives the taxi.
开计程车的人.
Yeah. And then in Taiwan, all the cabs are yellow, so we call them 小黄.
Oh, right, okay.
The little yellow. 小 is little. 黄 means yellow. So 小黄, that's a nickname for taxis.
Very local style. So if our listeners learn this, then their Chinese level is very good.
Yeah, 小黄.
小黄.
Yeah, 小黄, little
would,
yellow.
Would you also say 坐小黄?
坐小黄, yeah, I take a taxi. 坐小黄.
坐小黄.
Yeah. And then I know some cities, like, for example, Boston, the taxis are white. So I never heard people say 坐小白. Bai means white. Take the little white. I never heard that. But that would be quite cute if they say that.
Yeah, but yeah. And, if you say so.
Yeah, and all the cabs in New York, they are yellow. So you can say 坐小黄.
坐小黄.
Yeah.
In New York, are they not 大黄?
大黄, yeah, they are much bigger, like a Fort Victoria.
Yeah.
Yeah, a Crown Victoria, that's the type of the car. Right, and then we talked about to drive a car, and then let's have a little bit of recap here then. To say drive a car, we say 开车.
开车.
Yeah, 开 is to open, but here we mean drive. And 车 here, of course, it means vehicle, but most people, they don't drive a bus. Most people, they don't really drive the train.
Yeah.
So when we say 开车, we more or less know it's about driving your private vehicle.
Right, okay.
Yeah, 开车.
开车.
Yeah, but then we don't use 开 when we ride a motorbike. Or we ride a bicycle, we don't use 开, we actually use 骑.
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 Yeah, 骑 is to ride. The same as English, you don't say you drive a bicycle.
Yeah, okay.
You ride a bike.
So more similar to a horse. You ride a horse, ride a bike.
Exactly. Yeah. And 骑 as a character, you see the horse radical on the left-hand side.
Ah, useful.
Yeah, so that's a very ancient usage.
Yeah.
Yeah, and 开车, in this case, 开, of course, is an ancient word, but then to refer into driving is quite a modern usage as well.
Okay.
So you can see that the language is evolving.
Yeah.
Yep. Okay. It's interesting to know that Uber in Asia, they call them Uber.
Oh, really? Okay. I was going to ask you. Yeah. What
just
call
like, they didn't make an effort to translate it. And the same as a lot of modern words, especially if that's a brand, maybe that's a company's decision. They want to harmonize the brand building efforts. Therefore, they don't want to have different local translation, just like Apple is Apple.
Okay.
Right. And Microsoft, on the other hand, they have a Chinese translation called Weiren.
Weiren.
Yeah. Micro. Wei. Soft is run.
Okay.
Right. Okay. So today we talk about taxi. 出租车. To drive a taxi, we say 开出租车. To get on the taxi, 上出租车. To get off, 下出租车. And then we also talk about a couple other vehicles. The bus is 公车. The train is 火车. The motorbike is 摩托车. And the bicycle is 单车. I hope you enjoyed this episode. Thank you so much, Jesse.
You're welcome.
Bye.
Bye-bye.